CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 15th of June 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Book now to secure your place at the RSGB 2025 convention. The RSGB launches the SES Cookbook. The RSGB Operating Advisory Service issues advice. The RSGB Annual Convention is a fantastic opportunity for radio amateurs to meet, learn and share experiences. Whether you're newly licensed or have years of experience, there's always more to discover. That's why the Society is excited to introduce this year's theme, Discover, Learn, Progress. Whether you want to discover something new, learn more about a particular aspect of amateur radio, or progress and develop your skills, you will find something at the convention to explore and enjoy. The prestigious event is taking place between the 10th and 12th of October at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. Book now to secure your place in joining like-minded people for what is one of the best social events in amateur radio. Take advantage of the early bird prices by going to rsgb.org/convention. The Society is delighted that the event will be sponsored again by Martin Lynch and Sons. Special event stations are popular around the world and a great source of fun and excitement for organisers and QSO chasers. They can also be a fantastic tool for outreach, allowing you to demonstrate amateur radio and encourage people to find out more. But how do you organise an event to achieve all those objectives? The RSGB has just launched a new web section that focuses on special event stations. For RSGB members and affiliated clubs, there is an online guide called the SES Cookbook, which offers a wide range of practical guidance to help you deliver the best experience for your visitors and the organisers. The guide covers a wide range of topics, including how to apply for a special event station call sign, the stages of the planning process, publicising your event to attract visitors, and how to make a good number of contacts. For non-RSGB members, there's a simple guidance document that outlines the main things to consider when planning this type of event. The news section also draws together existing information about permanent special event stations, as well as QSL guidance. If you're planning an event for this year, or even for next year, now is the time to make the most of this comprehensive guide. Go to rsgb.org/Sierra Echo Sierra to find out more. The RSGB Operating Advisory Service, or OAS, provides advice to members on dealing with situations that are not within the spirit of amateur radio. From time to time, this activity goes beyond what is classed as acceptable behaviour and requires action to be taken. In these circumstances, the OAS recommends reporting the matter direct to Ofcom and to police in the case of issues that would be classed as harassment, stalking, or hate crimes. Experience has shown that this carries more weight coming directly from people hearing or suffering the problem rather than a third party, such as the RSGB. If you hear anything that is not acceptable behaviour, contact the RSGB OAS first, and the team will suggest the correct course of action. Once Ofcom and the police have issued reference numbers, these should be passed to the Operating Advisory Service, OAS. You can contact OAS via Oscar Alpha Sierra info@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB has submitted responses to a pair of Ofcom consultations. The first considers a series of license exemption updates, including arrangements for some visiting radio amateurs to the UK. The second concerned filing procedures for the growing number and variety of satellites. Both replies were developed by the RSGB Spectrum Forum, drawing on its members' wide breadth of expertise. The Spectrum Forum expects that there will be further updates to both topics. Find the full replies by going to rsgb.org/spectrumforum and selecting the Papers and Consultations option from the right-hand menu. The RSGB recently announced that two new volunteering opportunities. The RSGB CW Champion will help the Society in taking Morse code to new audiences. Tasks will vary from developing the CW content of the RSGB website through to developing and supporting a team of enthusiastic individuals who can support CW-related activities. The second role requires an individual with experience in science, technology, engineering and mathematics. The RSGB STEM Champion will help the Society to reach new audiences, build relationships with related organisations and encourage more young people into STEM careers. Go to rsgb.org/volunteers to read the full role descriptions and learn how to apply. Now for details of rallies and events. The East Suffolk Wireless Revival, also known as the Ipswich Radio Rally, is taking place today at Curtin Recreation Ground, Back Road, Curtin, postcode IP10 0PW. Bangor and District Amateur Radio Society's annual radio rally is due to take place on Saturday the 21st of June at Ballygilbert Presbyterian Church Hall. The doors will open at 11:30 a.m. and admission costs £5. The Cornish Radio Amateur Club Rally will take place on Sunday the 29th of June at Penair School, St Clement, Truro, postcode TR1 1TN. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. For more information, contact Ken, G0FIC, on 01209 821 073. Now the special event news. Special call sign Hotel Sierra 30 Delta X-ray Alpha is active until the 21st of June to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the Thailand DX Association. Look for activity on all HF bands and the amateur radio satellites, QSL via HS6MYW. The Amateur Radio Society of India, VU2ZH, is celebrating the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union by activating special call sign Victor Uniform 1, India Alpha Romeo Uniform, until the 29th of June. The Indian Society has been a member society of the IARU Region 3 since 1958. The station has been spotted recently using CW and FT8 on the HF bands, QSL via VU2ZH. And finally, don't forget to listen out for all the amateur stations that will be on the air during International Museums on the Air weekend on the 21st and 22nd of June. For more information about the event, visit tinyurl.com/IndiaMikeOscarTangoAlpha2025. Now the DX news. Jerry G3WIP is active as Victor Papa 8 Delta Papa Delta from Port Stanley, Falkland Islands, until the 12th of July. Recently the station was spotted on the HF bands using FT8, QSL via EA5GL and Logbook of the World. Don KW7R is active as Victor 73 Kilo Whiskey from the Marshall Islands. He is there on a work assignment in September 2025. In his spare time, he operates CW and FT8 on various bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. Flanestley Amateur Radio Society is operating with special call sign Golf Bravo 1, Bravo Alpha Foxtrot, join the month of June to honour the British Armed Forces. Look for activity on the HF, 6 and 2 metre bands using CW, FT8 and phone. For more information, visit the GB1BAF page on QRZ.com. Now the contest news. Today, the RSGB 2nd 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also today, the practical wireless 2 meter QRP contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC using AM, FM, SSB and CW on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Note that 5 watts is the maximum power allowed in this contest. On Monday the 16th, the RSGB FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT4 on the 80 to 10-meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's your report. On Tuesday the 17th, the RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 23 SEMS band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And on Thursday the 19th, the RSGB 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Over the weekend, the All Asian DX contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 21st and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 22nd of June. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your signal report and your age. The RSGB 50 MHz trophy contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 21st and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 22nd of June. Using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, on Sunday the 22nd, the Worked All Britain 6 meter phone contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC. Using SSB on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain Square. This is Golf Bravo 2 Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 12th of June 2025. Propagation was a mixed bag last week, with occasional KP index rises, but a solid solar flux index which hit 141 on Thursday the 12th. We also had some sporadic-y short skip conditions on the HF bands, which brought some surprises. We're now in June, so the summer HF doldrums are well underway, but that doesn't mean that the fun has gone from the HF band. Daytime maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path have been around 18 to 20 MHz, so the main active band has been 20 meters. Paul, GM4ULS, reports that there was a spectacular inter-G event on the morning of Tuesday the 10th of June, whilst activating special event station GB70RS from Perth. He worked a mini pile-up of English stations from anywhere between Southampton and Manchester. This was between 0949 and 1022 UTC on 14.210 MHz. He said it sounded like the 40-meter band at times. We think this is probably a sporadic event, which often creates strong but short-lived paths across the UK on the HF bands in the summer. We normally think of sporadic as affecting the 10-meter band, but the lower bands are also often implicated. Have you worked anything unusual via sporadic E? If you have, please send your reports to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Otherwise, DX on the HF bands has been a little sparse, with paths opening to South Africa and South America on the 20 and 17 meter bands at times. Perhaps this is a good time to work some summits on the air, or worldwide flora and fauna stations in Europe. This is using QRP stations and appreciate your contacts. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the 120 to 130 range. Unfortunately, geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be unsettled, thanks mainly to the return of a massive coronal hole on the Sun. Disruption was due to start around the 14th, but due to the hole's size, this could continue for at least 3 days, with a maximum KP index of 6. Expect the HF bands to be disruptive, with lower maximum usable frequencies as the plasma in the solar wind hits the Earth. This may be a good time for visible aurora hunting, though. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The high summer conditions have brought an increasing chance of sporadic heat, particularly on digital modes, with DXMaps.com plots showing plenty of paths on most days. Many of these are possibly associated with turbulence generated by jet streams in the weather part of the atmosphere. These send atmospheric gravity waves upwards to affect the E region. It's this association with specific weather features that makes sporadic E sporadic in a geographical sense. If so, in the coming week, the jet streams are mainly over the northern fringe of Europe. These suggest a better chance of paths to Scandinavia, with fewer options to the south to support paths to the Mediterranean and the Balkans. In any event, June is high season for sporadic E, so remember to check the 6-meter band either mid-morning or late afternoon. The early thundery weather at the end of last week was useful for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands, and it's just possible it will return for the end of the coming week. In between times, it will be a high-pressure story that will dominate and may well produce some useful tropo conditions. However, note that in the hot days of summer, inversion conditions and tropo will be better at night and tend to weaken by the middle of the morning. Meteor scatter will have been boosted by 2 showers, on 7th and 8th of June, and since they were broad peaks, there should be some meteor input left to see us through the coming week. For EME, sky noise is dropping. Declination, which has been low, is now starting to decrease, so moon windows and peak elevation are improving. EME conditions are classed as poor to moderate today, 15th of June, but are then good on the 21st and 22nd of June. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next to local news, please note that details of all RSDB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This is meetings only for my coverage of the South West and all of Wales. Starting with the South West, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society has a meeting every Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. It's held at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SV7. 0PL. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the 4th Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society meets at the Bunker, Beausejour Leisure Centre from 7:30 p.m. on Fridays. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays too at HQ Common, Moor Drove from 6 p.m. The Jersey Amateur Radio Society Club Zone is now open on Friday evenings from 8 p.m. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m, talks start at 8 p.m. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club is meeting from 8 p.m. on Friday, and South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is running an online foundation license course soon. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/Sierra Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie 25. Thornbury in South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. And on Thursdays, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club has a meeting at the Parish Room, Abbey Manor Community Centre, Yeovil, from 7:30 p.m. In Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday, the 20th of June, at Hirwine YMCA Hall, CF44 9RB, from 6 p.m. Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society on Friday is meeting at Oswin High School, NP12 0NU. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding a face-to-face meeting on Tuesday the 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. to complete the Shack Improvements project. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the 1st and 3rd Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cumbrana and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentley's Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Dragon Amateur Radio Club members are meeting at Canolfan Oiscafiog Gaiwen tomorrow, the 16th. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, CF 14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Llanestli Amateur Radio Society, this is new. Llanestli Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7 p.m. every Monday. The Society has a radio room with HF 6 metres, 2 metres and 77s equipment, as well as C4, FM and FT digital modes. Tea and coffee are available, as well as disabled access and toilet facilities. And the contact is James at golfcharlie0echozuluquebec.com, or you can look at gc0ezq.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society, Thursday, sees a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. North Wales Amateur Radio Group meets every Monday, except bank holidays, at the Bryn Cadno Community Centre, LL296DW, from 7 p.m. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays from 7 until 9 p.m. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18 3LN, from 7:30 p.m. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays, and the RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.